Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money at
Menards. Welcome to the Budget-Minded Traveler Podcast, your source for the tips and tactics that will inspire and equip you to travel the world. And the best part? It won't break your bank. And now, the Budget-Minded Traveler herself and your host, Jackie LaLanen.
Hey guys, welcome to the Budget Minded Traveler Podcast. This is episode 43. And if you have ever seen the movie The Motorcycle Diaries and liked it, you're in for a treat today because today's guest actually watched that movie and decided, you know what? I'm going to do that. And he literally has ridden his motorcycle across the world, like took it on a boat and everything. And so we're going to get to talk to him in a minute. His name is Leon Logothetis, and he used to be a broker in London and ended up with some crazy wanderlust and decided to take himself on the road a couple of times. He's done some pretty long trips, and he has become a philanthropist along the way, which you're also going to hear about, which is pretty cool. And one more thing before we get into the interview, you're going to want to listen to the end because there is something special that Leon is giving away, and there won't be just one. So make sure you stick around to the end so you can hear the details for that. And here we go with Leon. Hey, Leon, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I am good. Is your last name pronounced Logothetis?
That is correct.
Okay. When you break it down, it's not so scary. I have the same kind of last name, so I totally get it.
Is your name LaLanen?
Yeah, it is. Just kind of have to like spell it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm really curious to hear your story today because you have traveled around the world on a motorcycle. Is that correct?
It is correct.
Yeah, that's so fascinating. Where are you right now, actually?
Right now, I'm in Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles. Is that where you're living?
Yeah, I live in LA.
So why don't you tell us then first kind of your background? Like, where are you from? And what were you doing when you decided, you know, what made you decide to leave everything and take a motorcycle around the world? I want to hear your story. So indulge us.
Sure. Well, I used to be a broker in the city of London. And I found myself really living someone else's life and following someone else's dreams. I felt very disconnected, very depressed, and really not living a full life. And I happened across the movie The Motorcycle Diaries, which is a romanticized version of Che Guevara traveling around South America, relying on the kindness of strangers. And it was a to me, anyway, it was a very powerful movie, and it inspired in me the knowledge that even though this was art, obviously, because it was a movie, if he could go out and live this life, again, the romanticized version of Che, and be free and live his truth and change people's lives and be inspired, then why couldn't I? Mm-hmm. The biggest motivator, obviously, you know, the film was the spark, but the biggest motivator was pain. You know, I was sitting behind this desk, which I liked to call a slab, and I wasn't really, you know, connecting with my true sense of purpose. So I decided that I only had one life to live and that I was going to give it all up and go and travel around the world and connect and be inspired by the people that I met, and if I could in some small way inspire others. And I never really looked back. Don't get me wrong, it wasn't a simple process, but I certainly never wanted to sit behind a desk again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel you there. That's actually pretty fascinating, though, because I mean, I know a lot of people, especially if you know, people listening to this travel podcast, they've seen The Motorcycle Diaries. You know, we've all watched it, been inspired by it, and it's just one of those movies. It's like one of those travel movies, you know, but you actually watched it and said, hey, I can do that. And that's kind of crazy to me. especially, you started in the UK, didn't you?
Well, basically, when I left my job as a broker, I traveled around the UK on £5 a day, mm-hmm. Relying on the kindness of strangers. That was one of the first things I did. I also did it in America, where I walked from Times Square to the Hollywood sign on $5 a day. And then I did it in Europe, where I hitchhiked from the Eiffel Tower to Red Square in Moscow on €5 a day. And, you know, I started doing all these adventures. I did a lot of adventures. I started writing. I started meeting people. I continued to travel. And it was after I had already traveled quite extensively that I decided that I wanted to in some way recreate the Motorcycle Diaries. Mm-hmm. And that's when I purchased the vintage yellow motorbike and started my journey where I traveled from LA all the way around the world back to LA.
Wow. So you had actually done a lot of traveling before then already. So were you basically counting on people to invite you to stay at their houses, to have dinner with them, that sort of thing?
Yeah, basically the journey was, I had my motorbike. I had no money, no food, no place to stay, no gas. I relied entirely on the kindness of others, but it had a little bit of a twist. And the twist was that unsuspecting Good Samaritans received life-changing gifts. Now, I couldn't help everyone, but I tried my best to be of service to the people who I felt needed it the most.
Are you talking like undercover boss style?
Pretty much.
Oh, gosh. Really?
Yeah. They had no idea that they would receive something.
Wow. That's incredible. How are you able to sustain this?
Well, I used to be a broker. I made enough to keep me afloat.
Okay. Yeah.
And I also ran a television production company for a few years. So, you know, I've been very fortunate, and I try my best to share that fortune. Well, share my fortunateness. I think that I just made up a word.
That's okay.
With people.
We do that on this podcast. So can you give us some examples of both how you were able to help some people and how they were able to help you?
Absolutely. One of my most favorite stories is I was in Pittsburgh and I was having some difficulties finding a place to stay, which, you know, I understand. It's completely understandable. There's no expectation. Why should you help me, really? But I'm human. And when you get rejected time and time again, it's not easy. Even though I put myself in this situation myself, it's still not easy. And I went up to this chap and I asked him, I was walking through the park and I said, hey, you know, I told him what my spiel, I'm traveling around the world, relying on kindness. Can I stay with you? And he looks at me and he's like, oh, I'm really sorry, but I'm homeless. And, you know, in that moment, I felt a lot of shame because, you know, I was doing this social experiment. I have a home. I have a, mm-hmm. I have money. I have, you know, stuff like that back home. But during this experiment, I didn't. But anyway, so what happened was he said to me, look, I don't have a house, but if you want, you can come to my camp, which was basically a sidewalk, and you can stay with me tonight, and I'll I'll protect you, I'll feed you. He ended up giving me some clothes.
Wow.
And basically, he did protect me. A couple of things happened during the evening, and he was a man who had nothing, yet he gave everything. You know, in so many ways, I've met so many penniless millionaires. Yet this man was the richest man I'd ever met, and he taught me that true wealth is not in our wallets, but it's in our hearts. Mm-hmm. And the next morning, again, very fortunately and very honored, I was able to. I took him with the bike because the bike had a sidecar, mm-hmm. and I said, "Take me somewhere where you felt really loved." And he took me, said, I felt really loved at my school. I was like, really? Your school? All right. So he took me to his school. And I told him, I said, look, you know, part of this journey is not just about me relying on the kindness of strangers. Part of this journey is about me giving back to some of those strangers. And I ended up putting him up in an apartment and sending him back to school where he's learning to become a chef.
My gosh.
Because that was his dream.
Yeah.
And
that's incredible.
Yeah, it was an amazing experience. And he's always said, because we're still friends, he's always saying to me, Leon, you changed my life. And I'm always saying to him, Tony, you changed my life. Mm-hmm. And I mean that, because sleeping on the streets of Pittsburgh with a man who had such goodness in his heart opened up my heart. It just opened me up, and it made me realize that there was so much more to life than the pursuit of money. That, don't get me wrong, money is very important, and if you don't have any, you're in survival mode, and I'm aware of that. Mm-hmm. But it's also very, very important to be rich in your heart.
No kidding. It seems like you kind of, you really found the essence of the Motorcycle Diaries in that story especially. I mean, that's crazy. That's awesome that you're able to do that, really. What other stories do you have for us?
How many hours do you have?
I know, right? Let's just do story time.
story time. One of the stories I have is, obviously when you travel around the world for free on a motorbike, you need to cross oceans.
Yeah.
Prior to leaving, one of the things I did spend money on, because I had to, was visas. So all my visas, and then the bike had to have a carnet. It's like a passport. So I spent money on that prior to leaving. But one of the things I had to do was I had to arrange for the bike to be shipped across the oceans. And I kept on calling all these container shipping companies and just shipping companies, and they would all say no. And I was like, well, you know, if they all say no, then I can't pull this off. But I finally found one that was willing to help me, and they took me across two oceans for free with the bike, and it was just extraordinary.
Wow. So you, with your bike, I mean, you can't possibly be the only one who has thought about doing this. You've just really made it happen, which is kind of awesome. But I'm wondering if someone else were to watch Motorcycle Diaries, you know, and say, I want to do that. What kind of logistics? I mean, you said you had to buy the visas and stuff like that. What did it take, though? What would it take for someone, if they were also, you know, had this crazy notion to do this, would you encourage it? Or did you find that it was difficult? Or did you think it was rewarding enough? I mean, what do you think?
Well, look, it was definitely rewarding. Mm-hmm. And it was definitely difficult. But some of the most beautiful things in life end up being the most difficult. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, you should quit your job and get a yellow motorbike and go around the world. I mean, if you want to do that, then do it. But there are ways that you can do it whereby it's not such a giant leap of faith. Mm-hmm. You can take baby steps. If you have a motorbike, why not, you know, try and get from LA to, I don't know, San Francisco for free, mm-hmm. and yeah. See the people that you meet, the connections that you make. And it's also impossible. It's also important for people to, when they're helping you, to kind of to connect with you. I mean, it's very, very important. So mm-hmm. you have to kind of have a story, have a reason, and be able to connect with the people that you meet. Because without that, I would never have been able to cross the world. Mm-hmm. You know.
Did you find it difficult to connect with some people? Like, did a lot of people give you the cold shoulder?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, the majority of the time, I received no's. And like mm-hmm. I said earlier, I did this to myself, but I'm still human, and I have feelings, and it hurt. But I did this to myself. But you end up finding that one angel, that one person who you just connect with on such a deep level, and they're willing to be of service, and they're willing to help, and they want to be part of the adventure, and it's just beautiful when that happens.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Did you count on people for gas too?
Everything.
That's crazy. I can't believe it worked, really. Like, were you stuck in places for a long time?
There were times when I was stuck, absolutely. Most of the times I was stuck, it was actually in gas stations, because getting the gas was the most difficult thing. Because it's, you know, I'd have to wait by gas stations, and, you know, people are in a hurry, and it wasn't my most favorite thing.
Yeah. How long did you do this trip? How long did it take you?
The trip was about 5 months.
5 months to go all the way around the world?
Mm.
That seems really quick.
Yeah.
To me.
But if you think about it, the journey from LA to New York took me about 12 days. Mm-hmm. Then the journey from New York on the ship took about 10 days. So that's already 22 days and I'm in Europe. And then I took a ship from Vietnam to Canada, which took about 18 days.
Wow.
So, it was a bit quick. I just kept on going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you have any, did any bad situations come up? Did you find yourself, in a sticky situation anywhere?
Sure, absolutely. I remember I was in Lake Como, couldn't find a place to stay, so I ended up sleeping in the bike, and that happened multiple times. I was in India, and the bike broke down a couple of times. I remember I was in an Indian town called Patna. Fortunately for me, but not so fortunately for others, a bomb went off 5 days after I left Patna. There was a typhoon that was kept chasing me, but ended up, obviously hitting land and causing a lot of damage. So, it wasn't all hunky-dory by any stretch of the imagination. Things didn't always go well. Mm-hmm. Things didn't always go well at all.
Mm-hmm. Yet at the same time, I'm sure, you wrote the book about it. There has to be so many more stories about all the things that went right, and all the kindness that you were able to find in people.
Absolutely. I mean, the kindness outshone the non-kindness.
Yeah. And enough that you wrote a book about it, right?
Yeah, the book is called The Kindness Diaries.
The Kindness Diaries. So tell us about the book. What does it do? Does it take you through the trip, or is it more about the message, or?
It's a bit of both, really. It's an adventure travel memoir. So it basically explains the journey. And whilst I'm explaining the journey, I'm explaining, how I felt and the things that have lifted me up in my life, the things that people that have inspired me, all these kind of things, how I got to where I was. And truly, the book's not just about kindness. The book is about living your dreams. And it's about the fact that if I can do it, anyone can do it. And I have this philosophy, which is that one of the most important things is to find your passion. Now, finding your passion is not easy, but once you do find your passion, it's important to live your passion. And once you live your passion, it's even more important to share your passion, because to live fully and not to share your gifts, whatever those gifts may be, I think it's not full living. We're one. We're not. It's not I. It's we.
It's also a waste of the gift. I think
exactly.
It's not
exactly.
Just for you. I mean, the world needs people who have come alive with their passions.
That's really powerful. I like that.
That's what I think.
I think that's very true.
Yeah, I love that though. I mean, that's basically why I started my blog, actually, and the podcast is because this travel is my passion and I want to share that with people because I have learned what it has done to me. What it has the power, the potential to do to someone. And that's my passion. Yours might be different, but once you find that, don't be afraid to follow it. I mean, you were a broker in London and you left everything you had, the comfort, well, maybe it was discomfort, but in your comfort zone, and you took the leap and you got out and look at all this that has happened. I mean, it's really inspiring, I think.
Yeah, and I feel honored when people say it's inspiring. And I always have to add that it's inspiring because, and I was able to do it because I met people who inspired me. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we need someone else just to give us a gentle nudge. Because without that gentle nudge, we stay in our comfort zones and we don't, fully live. And we can see someone else who's fully living. And we're like, wow, if they can do it, then I can do it. And that's truly what happened to me. I mean, I saw people living fully through art, through real life. And I was like, I want some of that.
You get it, though. That's so great. I mean, this is why I want people to hear this, because we all have it in us to find out what that is and to do it and to see that it works in other people around us and we can do it too and we deserve to do it too. I mean, this is our life and, you can do what you want with it. And if something is saying, you know, you need to quit your job and get on a bike and go across the world, like, that might seem crazy to one person, but to somebody else, if that's their quest, if that's their passion, then they should do that, follow it, you know, because you're going to deny yourself the rewards if you don't do it. I love that. So what is the kindness message that you wanted to send with the book and the journey, the experiment? What is the message?
Truly, the message is about the healing power of human connection. And that is that so many of us feel unseen in life. We feel unheard. And I can relate to that because that's how I felt for many years, certainly as a kid, certainly as a young adult. And I've realized, especially on my journeys, how important it is to be seen. And how important it is to see others. And that's the true magic, really. If you think about it, the true magic in life is to be seen, to be heard, not in an egoic sense, but in a human sense, to be part of something, to be understood, to be seen.
To be recognized, yeah.
Yeah, to be recognized.
Yeah. So your book kind of sets that up and then takes people through your journey, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So, and you wanted to actually give away a copy of your book, which I think is awesome, to one lucky listener, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So let's do something fun with this, I think. How do you want to give it away? We should have people talk about something fun.
What about if they tell us the kindest thing that anyone ever did for them?
Yeah, okay. That sounds good. Let's have them do that in the comment section on the show notes page.
Sure, and I'll give away 5 books.
5 books! Oh my gosh, yeah. You guys heard it. 5 books, and all you have to do is comment and say the kindest thing that someone else has ever done for you.
Yes.
That's awesome. You know what else, too? I was looking at your website, and for every book you sell, you give one away to someone else?
Yes, it's called Buy One, Send One Free.
Buy One, Send One Free. So, and does that person get to choose?
Yes.
Who you should send it to? That's really cool, too. I mean, you know, it's more about the message than the money when you're doing something like that, you know?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so we're going to set that up on the show notes page, and I'll make sure we have complete details for that at the end of this episode. Thank you for that. That's so generous.
Pleasure.
On behalf of my audience, thank you. So where are you off to next? What do you have next on the agenda?
Next on the agenda is actually a trip from South Africa to Finland in a car. And there is a life-changing twist to that little journey, which I'm keeping under wraps until I set off.
Mysteries.
mysteries. Life's mysteries.
When does that start?
It actually starts at the end of the year.
The end of this year. So this is 2015. Yeah. So South Africa to Finland. I feel like I've heard your roots sound sort of familiar to me. The long way round and the long way down.
The long way up. Yeah.
You're doing it too. Yeah.
But I'm doing it the opposite way.
Right. Okay. How fascinating, though. I just love the adventure side of it. Are you excited?
Very much so.
Yeah. What is it that you're doing in LA right now?
I live here. So, you know, I continue to write. I'm writing another book. I just continue to try and live my life as best as I can.
And in encouraging other people to do so as well. I love that.
If I can.
Right. Well, it's not up to you. The outcome is not up to you.
That is very true.
You do your part, and it's up to them to take, you know, what they will out of it.
Very true.
Yeah. Well, is there any last bit of advice that you would want to give to anybody traveling or anybody about kindness?
The last bit of advice I'd like to give is from one of my heroes, Winston Churchill. I'd like to share 2 quotes. His first quote, never, never, never give up. Whatever is in your path, just do not give up. That has been one of my mantras in life, and I've never given up. Yeah, sometimes I've, you know, stopped, but I keep going. So never give up. And the second one, again, is Winston Churchill. And he once said, if you find yourself walking through hell, keep walking. And by that, he meant that, you know, sometimes bad things happen, and they happen to all of us. Mm-hmm. And we just have to keep on going, and we have to walk through it, because at the other end is a much more beauty than whilst you're walking through the hell.
Mm-hmm. And you don't want to stay there anyway. Get out of there.
You don't want to stay there, and you don't want to go back.
Awesome. So do you have a blog as well, or?
I do have a blog. People can go to my website. It's leonlogothetis.com. I know that's really difficult. I wish my name was simpler. But it's basically leonlogothetis for sugar.
I think it sounds a little more confusing than it looks. I think once you get it, it doesn't seem that difficult. At least it sounds like it looks.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have a blog there. I know you have a show too, right? Is that still going?
One of the shows was the show when I walked across America, and the other show is for what I just did around the world, and that's coming out at the end of the year.
You have so many projects going on.
Yeah, how it's exciting. Fun. It's fun.
Cool. So people can contact you there if they want to get a hold of you for anything and follow what you're doing, and then...
Absolutely. And any questions they want to ask, I will answer every question I receive.
And in the meantime, you're going to give away 5 books.
I am indeed.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that. It's been great to get to know you a little bit then. And I wish you the best on all your adventures. Thank you for coming to share with us.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
All right. I hope you guys enjoyed that interview with Leon Logothetis. And I hope you're excited to win a book, because we are now officially accepting entries for this book giveaway. If you go to the show notes page for this episode, which you can find at thebudgetmindedtraveler.com/43, there is a comment section there. Just tell us what was the kindest thing that someone else ever did for you, and you will automatically be entered to win. We're going to be announcing that in a week. So it's going to be April 9th. So you have through the end of the day on the 8th to get your entries in. And don't be bashful. Get in there. There are going to be 5 winners, so your odds are pretty good. So yeah, we'll see you guys on the show notes page, and definitely check out Leon's website if you guys want to follow him and his adventures. And thanks for listening. I'll see you guys next time.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.